John. The hill, jutted above the dense tangle of forest, rising solitary and sudden, its windswept heights visible for miles off. The wildlings called it the Fist of the First Men, Ranger said. It did look like a fist, Jon Snow thought, punching up through the earth and wood, its bare brown slopes knuckled with stone. He rode to the top, with Lord Mormont and the officers, leaving Ghost below under the trees. The direwolf had run off three times as they climbed, twice returning reluctantly to John's whistle. The third time, the Lord Commander lost patience and snapped, "Let him go, boy! I want to reach the crest before dusk. Find the wolf later!" The way up was steep and stony, the summit crowned by a chest-high wall of tumbled rocks. They had to circle some distance west before they found a gap large enough to admit the horses. "This is good ground," Thorin, the old bear, proclaimed when at last they attained the top. "We could scarce hope for better. We'll make our camp here to await Half Hand." The Lord Commander swung down off his saddle, dislodging the raven from his shoulder. Complaining loudly, the bird took to the air. The views atop the hill were bracing, yet it was the ring wall that drew John's eye, the weathered grey stones with their white patches of lichen, their beards of green moss. It was said that the Fist had been a ring fort of the First Men in the Dawn Age. "An old place and strong," Thorin Smallwood said. "Out!" Mormont's raven screamed as it flapped in noisy circles about their heads. "Out! Out! Out!"
"Quiet!" Mormont growled at the bird. The old bear was too proud to admit to weakness, but John was not deceived. The strain of keeping up with younger men was taking its toll.
"These heights will be easy to defend if need be," Thorin pointed out as he walked his horse along the ring of stones, his sable-trimmed cloak stirring in the wind.
"Yes, this place will do."
The old bear lifted a hand to the wind, and Raven landed on his forearm, claws scrabbling against the black ringmail.